You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, episode number 63. In today's show, I welcome a panel of six experts who are five, six, and seven-figure income earners in the network marketing profession. They're going to share their insights and perspective on events and how important they are to your business and how they literally changed their lives. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Ulmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Hello from beautiful California. Boy, I'm telling you, as I'm recording this, I'm looking out at the sparkling ocean and it's just a beautiful day. And it's perfect for this topic because honestly, I would probably not be here today if I had not attended my first event nearly 20 years ago. And I have to tell you, I went kicking and screaming because I wasn't making enough money to cover it. So you may be able to relate to that. Fortunately, I have a husband who said, "Hey, don't you want to be a leader? And don't you want to be a top income earner? And aren't all of them attending the event? And aren't all of them telling us we need to be at the event? We need to be at the event." And fortunately, I listened to him and we went, and the rest truly is history. Let's hear from today's show sponsor and then we'll get into the panel. Good success language is critical to your success in network marketing. Feeling confident and knowing what to say when you make your list and begin calling people to share what you're doing, to knowing how to handle objections and dealing with questions that can arise, maybe even when you've been involved in other businesses in the past. Street Smart Scripts will teach you the right things to say at all the right times. Go to streetsmartscripts.com and learn more. All right, well, please help me welcome my amazing panel, including Tom Chenault, over 25 years in the profession from Colorado, Ann Feinstein, 18 years in the profession from Pennsylvania, Julie Hansberry, 6 years in the profession, calling in from Hong Kong, David Fry, 10 years in the profession from Houston, Texas, and Lynn Huber with 13 years in the profession from Salt Lake City, Utah, and then Art Burley, 26 years from Chatsworth, California.
Well, welcome, you guys, and gosh, we're so honored to have these amazing leaders here to share some insights as to how events have truly helped them professionally, certainly as they've grown huge teams and businesses across the country and across the globe, and personally as well. You know, events are really the backbone of our profession, and while we know that the business is really built on one-on-ones and in-homes and small meetings, on personal and Skype calls, all across the globe, we also know that belief is built and lives are changed at events. They provide social proof, so I've asked each of our guests to share a little of the following with you. Tell us about their length of time in the profession, when they attended their first event, and what it was that got them there, whether they went kicking and screaming like I did to my first event, what they experienced at that first event, and then a little bit about how they promote events among their team, what they've learned and experienced in the years that have followed. And you'll be interested to note there's a little bit of difference in the types of events that different ones have attended and all that type thing. So our first guest is Tom Chenault. Tom, welcome to the call.
Thank you so much, Jackie. Great to be with you. My experience with events has been over a very, very long amount of time, like 25 years. And I got into this business 25 years ago, so I've been around a long, long time. And the first event that I really remember going to that changed my life was Eric Worre was speaking at a huge event in Phoenix, Arizona. And I was just a brand new distributor, and there were 12,000 people there. And it was absolutely unbelievable. And I just couldn't fathom how many people were in that arena, but more importantly, I couldn't figure out how the people getting into the front rows got there. And I was so new that I was just committed that one of these days that was going to happen. And as a result of that experience, in my company, I've been there 17 years, I've never missed a convention. And they do these quarterly events, and I've never missed one of those either. So it's a lot of travel. Yeah, so I knew for a fact that I wanted to build a big, big business. And I stayed in my company for many, many years building a big business. And all of a sudden, I decided to go to a mastermind event. And when I went to that mastermind event, I went down there, and I was completely astounded at the size of the checks so many people in that room had. Not just the people on the stage, but the people in the audience. And at that moment, I realized that if I don't go to every event possible, I'm going to lose. And in 2014, when my wife and I are going on the MLM cruise, we're going to the Warby event, we're going to the Mastermind event, we're going to the Association of Network Marketing Professionals event, on top of all of our company events also. And the reason is, I know that is the missing link for me being able to take it to the next level. Because I start believing my own story and believing good enough is good enough, and then I start going to the events. And I see those people that have reached pinnacles that I haven't gotten close to. I see they're doing it differently than I am. I see that they're doing it the same a lot that I am. And what I'm doing is working. I just need to do more of it. And that just changes everything for me, because I have a tendency to want to compete. And competing with the big guys in this industry, the level of education, the level of dedication, the level of circle of influence that I need is in those rooms. So wherever I am, I'm trying to figure out how to get better at what I do. And it's all about events. And in my business, we have a monthly event where we drive people to that, then we drive them to the regional event, and then we drive them to the national event. And the reason we do that, it's because we're following that book called Raising a Giant and Feeding a Giant by Robert Crisp. And we use that book big time because it's been a proven winner for us. It adds a real form to the way we're building the business that's duplicatable at the lowest common denominator. And I can always tell if somebody's serious about their business when I look them in the eye and say, are you going to the convention? If they start hemming and hawing or they've got any kind of story whatsoever, I know they're still getting ready to make it big. I know they aren't playing it big, because I guarantee you one thing right now, the events are what makes it. And the great Keith Halls, I just spoke to him about 2 months ago, and he said for every person he brings to the event, he expects that person to turn into 400 additional people in their group the following year. That's the number he uses as a result of history in this business. And for me, that's an amazing statistic, because I can't even imagine everybody that goes to the company event growing their business by that number. But Keith Halls is a brilliant guy, and I happen to believe it. So where am I going at the end of this month? Right down to the ANMP event. Where am I going after that? To my company event. Then straight down to the mastermind and the cruise. And then we'll do it over and over again. And I never worry about hearing it all or learning it all, because what's coming out every day is new technologies, new ways to do the business, new people to rub shoulders with. And as a result of it, it's always fresh and it's always new. Plus, I get a chance to see where I might be breaking down on my fundamentals. And in my opinion, the fundamentals in this business are everything. And I go there, I see my teams there, I see what I was good at over the previous year, and I feel what I could, and I see what I could improve at. So, Jackie, I'll tell you one thing right now. Events for me are the game. It's the most important part, driving my team there and letting them know how much I love them, letting them know how important they are to my life. So I can tell you this. For my money, it's the most important part. Thanks a million for letting me be a part of this call.
Absolutely, and thanks for sharing. And let me ask you just one quick question. Do you think that your team would attend if you weren't attending?
You know, I don't think I have the right to ask them to go if I'm not attending. So I don't know. I hopefully they're better at this business than I am, and they're going to be there in spite of me. But I'll tell you, I'll have a tough time looking them in the eye if I'm not there. If I'm asking somebody to do what I won't do myself because of some story about too busy or too this or too that, that dog won't hunt. So I wouldn't dare try to get in that position with my team.
Excellent. Well, Tom, thanks so much. We know you're a pro, and wow, it sounds like you have an exciting schedule looming ahead for the year, and I know that that's going to take you to that next level.
Well, I hope so. Thanks a million, Jackie. All these leaders on this call, I can't wait to hear the rest of the show, man. I'm telling you, there is so much to learn, and I'm just getting started at the ripe old age of 62, so thank you.
Absolutely. Well, next up we have Ann Feinstein. Ann, you've been attending events. You've been a speaker at events. I know you were just recently awarded a leadership award at your company event. So talk to us a little bit about some of your experiences and how you feel about events.
Well, thank you, Jackie. My husband David and I have been network marketing professionals for the past 26 years. And we came out of a corporate background, and my husband owned his own business. So the first event that we went to was so vitally important because up until that point, we had really been working together with our sponsor, and we were doing local things and, you know, our own personal startup of our business. And our sponsor suggested to us that we come out, and it meant driving all the way out to the end of Long Island for a regional event and taking the day off. And he said it was so vital and really, really pressed on us the importance of coming there to hear from the other leaders in the company, this some 26 years ago, and also to really understand the vision of the corporate executives that were flying out. So we did exactly what he told us to do. We kind of looked at our schedules. We blocked it out. We took this long ride out to the end of Long Island. And what happened over that weekend, not only did we bring some of the people that we had been sponsoring, starting up our business, but everything changed in that weekend. Our vision changed. We're no longer were we sitting back and kind of looking at this as a witnessing the business, but we became really committed to the business. And that first event really gave us a foundation for understanding what we call the ladder of escalation. And that is something that we really use as part of our culture, what we really teach in our business, and that it's so important to have the first meetings, the startup of your business. They may be one-on-ones, they may be small groups, and then bringing them to a local event so their vision opens, social proof starts, they start to see other people joining in the business, coming into the regional events in your area and bringing together larger groups of people. They see a bigger vision, they hear about success stories, they hear product testimonials, they see the vision of the company and the growth. And, of course, some of the executives that fly in to be part of that. Then they come to a national event. And I'll tell you, there's such an excitement there when you're bringing even a larger group of people from all over the country together in one place where the vision is set, the team strategies are discussed, the vision for the year, the strategies for the year, the company position, and so forth. But then they go to a global event. And then they start to see people from different countries, and they hear amazing stories of people that are coming from places and cultures that with so many different challenges. And I know that's certainly true for countries like the United States going to other places and other teams coming from other countries. And they come into this one location. We just had this happen. The teams traveling together, having that fun experience. You know, we now have so much going on in social media, so they put pictures up of them having the fun time together, traveling together, coming to the event, the recognition that occurs during that event, the hearing, as I said, of the stories and the testimonials. But most importantly, they see this, in our case, the global perspective of what the company has to offer, and they certainly see and feel the leadership. And, of course, we get a chance to spend time with them. We get a chance to sit down with the different teams that are flying in from different locations. We get a chance to spend time and eat together with some of those leaders that have brought people for such a long distance and really focus into what's going on. And in this case, we just did that, and we've had so many plans set into motion as a result of that event. So, you know, I travel quite a bit. I go to team events and I go to national events in different countries. It's given me and my husband, David, an incredible perspective of what it's like to work the business in different countries and what some of the challenges are over there. And yet, what are some of the greatest success stories that we can bring back and start to share with other people and from other places? And so I can tell you that having this ladder of escalation is vital to the business because of the social proof and because of the vision that it gives people. And I really believe it keeps the fire going. You know, I get the fire going every time I come to one of these events. And I'm the first one with my husband to enroll in these events, to register for the events, so that I can tell the people, you know, that it's so important that they be there and why it's important and how it can catapult their business ahead 6 months versus missing an event that can actually, you know, take you back 6 months as opposed to pushing you forward. Because your teams need to see you there. They need to feel your leadership. They need to know that you're part of this incredible mission that your company has. And they need to feel, you know, that everybody's coming together to create this culture of events so that people are out there talking about the next event. We're always promoting to the next event. Now, in addition to, as I mentioned, the regional, national, global events, I think the most important thing that has happened for me and David personally has been coming to the MLM Mastermind event, because not only has it, we have a perspective in terms of our own organization and our own company, but it's given me a chance to sit and to rub shoulders with some of the best people in the industry, some of the top leaders in other companies, to get their perspective and to understand some of the principles that they're teaching. And I find myself, you know, taking copious notes and really putting a lot of those great ideas into practice. And I find myself quoting leaders from other companies who have had, you know, a great way of handling a particular situation or looking at how they're taking the growth of their business to the next level. So I think it's vital, and I think it's so important that we really have a good culture of events in our business in order to create that massive duplication that we're looking for. So with that, I'm going to turn it back to you.
Wow, that's awesome. Very exciting to hear about your global travels and the excitement. And, yeah, it just, I think it expands everybody's vision and belief. And it's funny, we can get caught up in our own little challenges and situation, and then it doesn't take much. We don't have to look too far to see that, wow, you know, people in other countries that deal with things we can't even imagine here in the United States, and yet they don't quit, they don't give up, they travel thousands of miles and sacrifice a lot. So thanks for the great insight on that. That's awesome. All right, next up we have Julie Hansberry, and speaking of global, Julie's got a great story. She is calling in from Hong Kong today, where she is relocated. She's a U.S. citizen, but I'll let her share her story. Julie, I know you're quite the whirlwind traveler these days attending events. Share a little bit of your story and your experience with this event.
Oh, wow. Well, first, thank you. I'm honored to be on the call, especially with so many veterans in the industry like yourself and Tom and Ann. Yeah, I've been in the industry just over 6 years, and I actually got started in the industry. My husband is a corporate guy. I like to joke that he works on top of one of those pyramids, but he loves what he does, and our life has been very blessed with his career, but it keeps us moving a lot. So having a typical job just isn't a good fit for me. And when we returned from one of our expat assignments in Asia several years ago, I was looking to get back to work, and the traditional job market just wasn't going to be a good fit for me. So a friend introduced me to this wonderful industry, and I jumped in both feet, but I was very hesitant about events. Like you, Jackie, I went to my first event kicking and screaming. I didn't need the rah-rah. I didn't need the, you know, I was professional. No one had to get me motivated to work. But, you know, my upline kept telling me, you have to go. If you're serious about your business, you have to go. And I can't explain to you why you need to be there. I can't put it into words. It's just something you have to experience to understand. So I took the leap of faith, and I went, and it was an international convention. It was the largest one they had had to date for this particular company, and I was literally blown away. My level of belief in the industry just magnified, just multiplied by tens. I got to meet people literally from all over the world. It was a very global company. Got to meet people from all walks of life. It really validated what I was doing, my path, my journey, what I wanted to do. You got to hear from people from all walks of life, all backgrounds, which was a real eye-opener for me because it, I really got to see that, you know, people literally from, you know, people like myself who hadn't finished college to people who were, you know, highly educated. I mean, this really was an equal opportunity for everybody who wanted to get to work. So further in my journey, I realized that, you know, not only are the events important to build belief in your company, but really to learn more about the industry and whatever profession you decide to pursue, whether it be education, you want to be in the medical field, you want to be a real estate agent, I mean, whatever, you've got to continually re-educate yourself and up your game and stay tapped into new ways of doing things and you know, just keep that tank full of new information. And I like to look at events as just that. It's my continuing education. It's always sharpening my saw and fine-tuning my tools and maybe tweaking some things that may not quite be working as well as they can. And you can't do that if you're not attending events. And I love the fact that in our industry, we have more and more great quality generic events as well. I attended my first ANMP event last year, and my intent is to make that event every year. Can't wait to see you in Dallas. I'm going to attend my first MLM Mastermind event this year. Very excited about that, as well as my company events, because they really do help you keep that toolbox of yours up to date, intact, motivated. I loved Anne's example about, you know, rubbing shoulders with some of the people in the other companies and being able to compare notes and see what's working for them, what challenges they face, and how you might be able to apply that back to your own company. And it really does, you know, you working in our industry can sometimes be, you know, you're facing doubts and people telling you no a lot, and sometimes you really do start to wonder if this really is for real and if this really works. And then you go to an event and you really do, I like to think of it as refilling your gas tank. You get recharged, you get re-energized, you get refueled because you're in a room or an arena or a hotel with a lot of like-minded people, lots of high energy, and you really need that. You can't survive in this industry without getting that replenishment on a regular basis to keep going. And I learned something new each time. In fact, I think a turning point for me in my business was definitely an event. I can remember hearing a speaker, Darren Hardy. I was probably about a year and a half into my business, and I remember hearing him speak, and it was a turning point for me in my business. And if you don't attend events, you never have those turning points. It's just not something you're going to get in the day-to-day building of your business. So thanks again for letting me share. And yeah, I would just encourage anybody out there, if you're listening to this and you're kind of doubting, particularly if you're new in the business and you know your upline sponsor's telling you you got to get to these events and you're thinking, why? I don't need it. Trust them. You do need it. You need to get to events. Get to as many as you can. Don't think about the how am I going to get there. Put it on your calendar, because if you don't schedule it, it'll never happen. And just figure out a way to make it happen. And if you need help making it happen, reach out to your team, make it a team event, do whatever you need to do, but get to events. So back to you.
Thanks, Julian. You said something really, really powerful, and I hope everyone listening really grabs a hold of this, and that is that attending events create a turning point, and if you don't attend that event, you don't get the chance to have that turning point. It's kind of like the thing that you never knew that you missed, and that is so powerful. And sometimes, you know, when we're struggling and wondering why we can't make it happen in the business and yet we haven't attended events, I think you just really hit the nail on the head, and that, you know, you don't, if you don't go, you don't give yourself the chance to have that turning point. So thanks
true.
For sharing that. That was awesome.
You're welcome.
Very good.
Thank you.
All right, next up on our call, we're going to hear from David Fry, who has some funny stuff to share about another one who went kicking and screaming to his first event. So David, take it away.
Hey guys, my name is David Fry, and I'm going to talk to you about my experience with live events, because when I joined the network marketing profession, I really didn't even know I was joining a network marketing company. And that's the truth. I just saw a product that I really needed, and someone connected with me and sent me the product. And I was like, I emailed him back and I said, you know, how did you make this or how did you create this? And he told me, and I said, well, you know, sign me up, because I needed it in my own marketing business at the time. And he was kind of taken back because, you know, he probably never signed up someone so fast in his life. Little did he know that, you know, that little 60 seconds that he spent with me to sign me up was going to provide him with a six-figure income for years to come. But anyways, I digress. So I started using this product, and it worked amazing for my marketing business, and I was just blown away. The people that were receiving my product were blown away. And so I called a guy up about 6 months later. I said, now, didn't you say that I could make some money from this, or can you tell me a little bit more about that? And then he told me, you know, it's a network marketing program, and kind of told me a little bit about how it worked. And so I set up a way to sign up a bunch of people, and I did. You know, my first weekend, I signed up over 120 distributors, and that's because I had been networking and connecting with a lot of people for the previous 5 years. So I had a pretty wide network of people. So I started getting these small little checks, you know, a little bit at a time. Well, those small checks turned into bigger checks and bigger checks. And then the company called me up before its convention and said, you know, we would like you to come, and you're going to give you some awards and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh man, it's one of those, you know, MLM conventions where everyone's screaming and, you know, all hypey and stuff. I don't want to do that. And, but I thought, you know, I have a sister and a brother that lives in the same city where they're having a convention. All right, well, maybe I'll go up there and I'll, you know, combine it with my vacation. So I did. All right. Reluctantly, I went to my first network marketing live event. And I went with barriers up, walls up, walked in, saw all these screaming people, sat down in the back, and just, you know, turned my attention toward the meeting. And by the middle of that day, no lie, I was standing on a chair going, whoop, 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 hollering, throwing my hands in the air and just dancing on a chair. And so I had drank the Kool-Aid. And it was after that convention that I really turned on the heat and became one of the very top money earners in that company for years. And, you know, I still am. So why are live events so important? Because for several reasons, all right? Number one, they allow you to network with others who are doing exactly what you're doing and are excited about what you're excited about. And when you meet those type of people, it really gets you even more excited about the business. But more than anything, live events build belief. And if you do not have belief, you won't stay very long in the profession, and you won't stay very long with that company. So how do live events build belief? Number one, they build belief in the product, because in most every live event, you're going to see them talking about the benefits of the product and how it's helped other people, and they'll have testimonials from people who benefited from the product, and it will really build your belief system in the product that you are promoting. And the second belief it will create is in the company itself. Usually at these live events, they'll talk a little bit about the company. They'll talk about the vision of the company, the CEO, the founder, the chief technical officer, the chief marketing officer, chief operations officer. We usually speak in part of that live event, and you'll get a vision of where the company is going and the solid management and leadership of the company. And so your belief in the company will rise dramatically. And when you don't have belief in the company or belief in the leadership of the company, you will pull back from that company, I guarantee it. So it's important to have a belief in the company itself. And number three, it will increase your belief in the marketing system. And that's really important, because a lot of new distributors and even seasoned distributors need to believe that they still can build the business using whatever tools and systems that the company has placed forward for them to use. And so when you see people that have come in through the marketing system, whether it's a home party system, whether it's an online system, whether it's some other word of mouth system, you start to believe, you get a belief, and you increase your belief in that system's ability to allow you to be able to duplicate what they have done. You also get a belief in the movement itself. And this is very important because you can feel the energy in the room. You can feel the energy of the people. You can feel the energy of the leadership of the company. You can feel the energy in the leaders and of the distributor force. And that constitutes a movement. It's going forward. It's growing. It's getting bigger. And you want to be a part of that. That's why many people come back very excited, because they feel like they're a part of the movement. Number five, it builds your belief in the compensation plan, because you're going to see people that are walked across the stage that are making a lot of money. And you can say to yourself, hey, if those guys can make that amount of money with the compensation plan, I know that it works, and I know that I can make money from that compensation plan too. And last but not least, the most important is you develop belief in yourself at these live events. Because you see others that take the stage that are either just like you or less qualified than you. And you know that if they can do it, you can do it. That's why getting people, as many people, to live events as you possibly can will build your business faster than any other method in the profession. So someone once told me that if you can get your people to like a national convention or a live event, it will do more to build your business than in 6 months working one-on-one with that person. And I have found that to be absolutely true. And so you need to attend live events, and you need to get as many people as you can to attend live events too. I hope this has helped you. I'm a believer because I am a product of a live event that I didn't want to go to. I went to it, and it changed my life. Thanks.
Well, thank you, David, for taking the time to share that. And I can definitely see you up there hooping and hollering on those chairs. So we appreciate that you attended and that you are here to share with all of our listeners about the importance of events.
All right. And next up, we have Lynn Huber. And Lynn, you have attended all different kinds of events. You've been involved in the profession for quite some time. And I know you have a fun story to share of different things that have happened for you, meeting people from international cultures, kind of like we've heard. So please share a little bit of your story with us, how events have changed your life and your business.
Hi, Jackie. Thanks for having me on this call. We've already had some fantastic information here. My story, I've been in network marketing since 2001. When I first started, I was looking for a way to pay for a hobby website that I was running, and I had no intention of doing anything else with the business. Both Richard and I had great corporate jobs, and we didn't need the money, but 16 months after we started, we had enough in the bank to pay cash for a brand new car. And for us, that was a wake-up call. What would happen if we really got serious? So my company was having a regional event that month in Los Angeles, and Richard and I decided to go check it out and see what it was all about. There was like 500 or 600 people in attendance, and it seemed like there was a lot of successful people there, and they were having people from different ranks stand up and be recognized. We were kind of in awe and looking around, but we were looking at some of these people who were having huge success and thinking, wow, I could do way better than that. It's comical, really, because we didn't realize it till we were both, you know, in the car on the way home, but we were both on that same wavelength. We were both thinking that, and that was it. We were hooked. We got the bug. So we got home, and we started building a team. Up until that point, we hadn't done any recruiting, just sales. And, of course, I did everything I could to get as many people as I could to events. I mean, I knew the value of them at that point. And so we arranged carpools. I promoted like crazy. I had contests, anything I could to get them fired up and wanting to go, because I knew that their growth would be that much faster if they attended. And see, events offer social proof, which is really important to our business. it validates the decision that you made to join. And, you know, we're all, as human beings, we're wired to seek proof or validation from outside sources that we did the right thing. And at an event, you see lots of people who have made the same decision you have, and it feels good. It makes us feel like we did the right thing. And so you'll see sometimes, too, you'll see how people have overcome their fears and how they've gone to the highest levels in the company. And then you start thinking, wow, if they can do it, maybe I can do it, too. And another huge benefit about events is that we get to be around people who get us. It can be really discouraging in our day-to-day world when, you know, especially, you know, with our family, we're surrounded by a lot of negative people. And when we go to a big event, suddenly we're surrounded by people who think like we think. They have the similar beliefs, they have the hopes, the dreams, the positive attitudes. And spending time with these people can really literally fill us back up again so that we have the strength for that next big push when we get back home. And most of us work from home. We're pretty much alone. You know, we motivate ourselves. We decide for ourselves that we're, what we're going to do today. And having time with others that know and feel how, you know, they understand what you're thinking and how you're feeling, it really is a great benefit. And so Richard and I attend every event we can. We always attend our company events. That's non-negotiable. And we attend at least 3 to 4 additional generic events every year. We attend the MLM Mastermind and the MLM Cruise every year. This is like our 7th time this year. We go to Eric Worre's Recruiting Mastery event most years, and we will be attending the ANMP event for the first time this year. And then we go to some smaller events, such as the Real Savvy Success. And Randy Gage has had a couple of smaller events that we've gone to, and Danny Johnson. And sometimes the smaller events can be even better because they're much more intimate, and it's easier to connect and make friends there. But you know what? Here's something really cool about generic events that most people don't even think about. The people who are in attendance are the top people in their company. They're there because they're the movers and the shakers. They get it. And we get to hang around with them. So by attending events every year, you really start to get to know some of these people and build relationships with them, many of them 7-figure earners. And if you're not a 7-figure earner, you know, you're not going to walk into an event and probably, well, you never know. You might walk into an event and be best friends with somebody who is. But more than likely, it's over time. You build those relationships and you become friends. And generally speaking, those income earners, those 7-figure income earners, they think differently than we do. They look for solutions rather than problems. They don't even give problems the time of the day. Instead, they spend their time on how to overcome a problem. And they have a way of asking the right questions. And when you hang around those kinds of people, some of that rubs off onto you, and you start learning to ask the right questions too. And that all by itself can be huge for your business. And you'll start thinking differently, and even your expectations are raised. Because in the beginning, you might be thinking, can I do this? But as you hang around others who have not only already done it, they've excelled and they've risen to the top of their company, you start to think, well, of course I'll be at the top of the company. Why wouldn't I? And then you start believing it. And so, Richard, you alluded to some friends. We have made some amazing, lifelong, worldwide friends at events. We have a whole group of friends in England who we can't wait to see every year on the MLM cruise. We message each other all year on Facebook. I actually got invited to come to France to stay with some of our English friends who are having a big anniversary. They invited us to come and stay with them for 2 weeks in France. So that was really cool. And I also have another amazing friend, Tina Beer. Some of you probably know her. Tina's in a different company than I am, but we're so excited to see each other all the time, and we get to spend time together at the several different events throughout the year. We love each other, and all these friendships are just, I mean, that's just the icing of the cake. We got, you know, between Tina and the English people, I have friends from all over. And so that all by itself is worth attending. Not to mention we get to vacation with our friends and write it all off. But don't overlook the importance of team meetings and local events either. Richard and I recently moved, but before we moved, I used to hold a weekly team opportunity meeting every Saturday morning. And we didn't always have a huge turnout. Sometimes the room was overflowing, and then sometimes it was really low, and, you know, maybe only a couple of people there. But it kept my local people plugged in, and it kept our team growing from month to month. And sometimes, especially with your new team members, these are the only events you'll be able to get them to. And as they grow and start making money, then they'll be more likely to attend events further away. But you never know what's going to happen at an event. sometimes somebody might say something at just the right time, and it can change you forever. It doesn't even need to be the speaker. Sometimes you learn from more from the person sitting next to you, and you learn how they're doing their business or what's working for them. Or maybe even there might be a prospect sitting next to you that asks a question, and as soon as they ask it, a light bulb goes off for you. I mean, just happened to be something hit you the right way. You just never know. So I would suggest find out about as many events as you can. Find a way to get there. Richard and I wouldn't even think of not attending these events, and we wouldn't miss one if there was any way possible. So I guess that's all I have right now. There's already been some amazing information on this call, and I can't speak today. I can't wait to hear what Art has to say. So back to you, Jackie.
Thanks, Lynn. And one thing that you said that really jumped out at me that I thought was really so powerful is that, you know, as you spend time with six- and seven-figure income earners, you realize that they think differently. They spend time on how to overcome a problem, and they don't focus on the problem itself. They just figure out the way to move through it. And pretty soon that begins to rub off on you. And that is another thing that's really, that's so powerful because it really is about changing our mindset. You know, success in network marketing is just transferring the belief of the belief of the top person to the next person to the next person. It's just really about transferring that belief and letting people see that they can do it too. So thanks for sharing that.
Thank you.
And last but certainly not least is my good friend Art Burley. Art and his wife Marlin have done some amazing things, and I know he's traveled quite a bit and attended a lot of events in your time in the profession. So Art, tell us a little bit about your story.
Certainly. Art Burley, I've been a professional network marketer for 27 years, and I attended my first event probably about 10 days after I enrolled in my first network marketing company back in 1988 in the fall, and it was a regional event over in Riverside. I live in Los Angeles, and I went there because my upline said, hey, this event is happening, and we ought to go do it, and so I think four or five of us got in this van, and we drove out there. And it was a 4-5 hour event, and it was a real eye opener because, as other colleagues of ours have said on this call, it really validates, you know, provides social validation for the whole experience, and builds your belief, and you learn from other people, and you hear insights from others who have had more experience than you've had, and you learn about the products, the company, the corporate culture, how people are succeeding, mistakes to avoid. There's a whole menu of great things that we can learn at events. It wasn't until this morning, Jackie, when I thought about this call today, that I sat down and wrote a list of the events that my wife Marl and I have been to over the last 27 years, well over 60 events. It's just amazing, and those are just the ones off the top of my head. We've been to events for all the different network marketing companies that we've been with. Some of those experiences were prosperous, and some were educational only. We've gone on leadership cruises in the Caribbean. We've been on a bunch of Randy Gage mastermind retreat events, including a couple of copywriting colleges that Randy did in Florida, speakers institutes that he's done in Los Angeles and San Diego, Prosperity Conference that we went to that Randy did. Jackie, we went to your event with Sarah Zalecki on women's MLM mastery. I also went to a women's event that Upline sponsored that John Fogg and his colleagues at Upline did some years ago. And people asked me, well, why'd you go to these women events? And I go to the women's events because I'm smart. And I know that over 80% of the colleagues of ours in network marketing are women. And we need to interact with them successfully as men and appeal to them and learn from them and work with them and lead them and be led by them. And so I went there, made some new friends, learned a lot. We went to several other mastermind conferences, and we decided to become lifetime members of Upline years ago. And with that experience, we were able to go to some sort of closed door reception events where we met a lot of other leader colleagues in the profession from all different companies. So all these have been real eye-openers and have been very beneficial because we learn so much. Richard Brooks's Vision Workshop we've been to, several Big Al workshops we've been to, and, of course, our own company events. We recently changed companies and went to their first big event for us last summer. And, geez, it was in San Diego. It was a sort of a quote-unquote local event. There were over 2,500 people there at this little event, and we're going to their international conference coming up in Las Vegas in a month, and there'll be over 10,000 people at that event. So it's an experience that really is an eye-opener. It provides social validation. It's where you can learn, as other colleagues here on this call have said, from so many other people. And all of us know that those who make money in network marketing are leaders, and leaders attend events. And I've always had the attitude that attending events is an investment that you make in the quality of your future, and that no investment is more important than the one that you make in yourself. And so we go to events, and we encourage others to, too. And it's nice to have this call to be able to tell people about so that they can understand from those of us on the call and other articles that people write about events, why events are so important, because for people in our group to just believe us that the events are important is one thing, but for them to hear from all the rest of these colleagues on this call how vitally important events are is a real validation for the advice that people need to take to get to events. Events help us create the attitude that leads us to engaging in real productive actions, and we learn new communication skills and success attitudes at events. And I was listening to Anthony Robbins the other day, and he said that belief propels certainty, which is the holy grail between someone taking action or not. And, of course, when someone takes action, then they can get results. And as they engage in increasingly more rigorous and intelligent actions, they get bigger and better results that inspire their team and create a lot of vision expansion with their team members and a lot of momentum in the process. So creating more success-producing actions overcomes uncertainty, and it propels even greater growth for the teams that we're trying to lead. And when we do that and we help people see what events can teach them, it really empowers even the newest person who's just come on board, because they see things from a different perspective than they could learn just from us. And as we've heard on this call, it provides not only social validation, but they get inspired, and even sometimes they get angry because they see people, God forbid, they see people go across the stage or they meet in the hallway whom they know, but they didn't sponsor yet into the business that they're in. And it just gives them a queasy feeling in their stomach, if not worse. So it's inspiring on many levels for us to take increasingly smart and rigorous actions. And it's great for people to see people walking across the stage or they meet at events who are of all these different backgrounds that our colleagues come from, teachers, coaches, truck drivers, maintenance workers, lawyers, attorneys, city officials, policemen, firemen, other network marketers, housewives with a dream, all kinds of military service people, and everybody, every background in the whole world is represented by distributors in network marketing. And when you go to events, especially bigger events, you meet a big wide group of people from all different walks of life, and it's eye-opening, and it's inspiring, and it's valuable. And it really nurtures us all to be better and better and to help people in more powerful ways. Back to you.
Very good. Well, awesome. Well, thanks so much to all six of you for being here and being willing to share some of your experiences. I definitely, there were new things introduced by each person, but there was also a very consistent theme of social validation and building belief. And you know, just all of those things that are so important. And I know several of you said that thing that many of us have heard, you've just got to go. I can't explain it to you. I can't tell you why. You just have to be there. And most of us heard that at some point in our career before we went, and so we did, and so it goes. Well, before we wrap up, I'd love to give each of you a chance to offer your last bit of tips or advice or whatever you want to share. So, Tom, we'll start with you.
Thank you very much for letting me be a part of this call, Jackie. I'm telling you, this call was an event. And had I not stuck around to listen to all of these great people, I learned so much. And I am more invigorated than ever to go to the next event that I'm scheduled for. And just learning from the people on this call and from you has been invaluable for me. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Anne?
You know, I was listening to one of the speakers talking about investing in yourself. I believe it was Art who said the importance of investing. And I just came back from a very, very big event, a global event, and I had one of my new team members there who had been to a couple of the previous local events. And at the end of the event, he came up to me and he said something that I think is really priceless. He said, "I'm tired of being a witness. I watched all those people walk across the stage," something that Art and everyone else was mentioning, about the recognition of seeing people walk across the stage. And at that moment, he decided to plant his flag. The guy is so on fire, and had he not come to this event, that would never have happened. And what's interesting is that he heard a story at that event about one of the top leaders who was first event he went to was sitting in the furthest end of the bleachers. And this guy was sitting there on the edge of his seat because he had never seen anything like this before. And he looked at that event, and he looked all the way down at the front row, and he saw these people sitting there, you know, with the special tables and with the special fruit on the table. And he said to himself, "I want to be sitting at that table eating pineapple." And it became one of his goals, is that I want to keep moving down in the bleachers so that I can sit at one of those tables and eat pineapple. And I'll tell you, the entire place was hysterical listening to this. But it was the attraction of seeing other people who had gone through the challenges, had gone through the different, you know, steps of becoming more and more successful to finally reaching a level of success that they had made a decision that they were going to achieve. And all of this was done through event to event to event. So back to you, Jackie.
Thanks, Anne. That's so great. People do like to be part of the VIP club. There's no doubt about it. All right, Julie, next up.
All right. So thank you, Jackie. I just want to tag on what Anne said, you know, about, you know, are you going to be a witness or a spectator? And if you're not attending events, you can't expect your team to attend events. And you're always going to be playing catch up because the people at the events are going to get the best information first. And then you're always going to be trying to figure out what you missed and if you can, you know, get the information from them. And frankly, when your team comes back from an event or your leaders come back from an event, you know, they're going to be spending time with the people who took the time and made the effort to be there as well. So again, you're going to be playing catch up. You're going to be settling for scraps, and don't settle for scraps. Invest in yourself, get to events, and be in that front row, or get to that front row. So that's it for me.
Awesome, great advice. All right, Lynn.
This is an amazing call, Jackie. Lots of great information here. One thing we didn't talk about was nowadays you can live stream events. And a lot of people think, well, I'll just get the live stream. It's a lot less expensive. I don't have to travel, you know, all of that. But it's not the same. You have to be there. You really have to be there because you're not going to get the experience unless you're there. So if you're listening to this call, what are you waiting for? Get yourself to an event as soon as you can. And like Anne and Julie said, you need to be sitting up front. So thanks, Jackie.
Absolutely. All right, Art, and final thoughts from you.
Final thoughts. I agree with all these great points. Sitting up front, getting there early counts because it's a lot less of a hassle when you have plenty of time to park, plenty of time to, you know, recover from jet lag if it's a several-hour change or 10, 15-hour change if it's international. And just, you know, getting your psyche together for the event, coming in a day or 2 days early. International events or destination events allow us to, see sites in other parts of the country or other parts of the world, which is an eye-opening experience for all of us. Travel isn't a luxury. It's homework for a meaningful life. And events allow us to do that and write it off as a tax-deductible business-building expense. Sitting in the front row is smart. And networking with people in the room is smart. And, making lunch dates with, the people, the interesting, fascinating people that your intuition tells you should be resonating with, that you're meeting on breaks or in the hallway. It's fascinating that in some events you learn how special you are and how compromised some other people are. I was at an event recently, our company introduced a brand new product, and they passed out a flyer for this brand new product. At the end of the event, I was just amazed at how many people left the flyer on the seats. I thought to myself, wow, there's a difference between leaders and a difference between people that just attend the events and forget the flyer for the brand new product. So events are a big learning experience, and people that make money in network marketing are leaders, and leaders attend events, and they invest in themselves and encourage their team to do the same.
Well, great sage advice. And thanks again to this panel of experts. Thanks so much for sharing your time and your wisdom to be here. And to you, the listener, I hope that I'll meet you. I hope that we'll all have the chance to meet you sometime soon at an upcoming event. And hopefully this has painted a new picture and a great vision for you for why you want to attend events. So thanks again to our panel, and we appreciate you being here.
You're welcome. Thanks, Jackie. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Jackie.
Thanks, Jackie.
Thanks, Jackie.
All right, so here's some actionable steps that you can take. First of all, remember that you'll find the show notes over at jackiealmer.com/063. Now, the action items that you want to do following this podcast is, first of all, schedule 3 events this year on your calendar and make sure one is a generic event. Maybe it's the Mastermind event coming up in November, Eric Worre's Recruiting Mastery in December, perhaps the MLM Cruise, which I believe is also in November. There'll be details in the show notes for each of these. And of course, you always want to attend your company convention and any company events that are upcoming. Then what you want to do to really grow your team is every week you're going to promote this to your team and encourage them to get there. When you let them know that you're attending, that's going to increase the odds that they're going to get registered. Leaders attend events. Don't forget that. All right, if you have questions for the podcast, you can go to jackiealmer.com/question. You'll see the little send me a voice message icon off to the right there. Click on that and then leave me a message. Give your name, your blog, and what your question is. And if you found this podcast helpful, I would really appreciate it if you would rate the podcast on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you listen. This helps raise the awareness of network marketing and gets more people educated and trained on our amazing profession. You can go to jackiealmer.com/iTunes and just click to view it in iTunes, and you'll see the link there to do reviews. And on Stitcher, jackiealmer.com/Stitcher. And feel free to share this link with friends and team partners. I truly appreciate you, and I will see you on next week's podcast. Have a great day. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, jackiealmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, @JackieAlmer. See you on the next show, and have a fun, profitable week.